This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi there, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wednesday, January 8th, 2020.
Hey, how you doing? How's coming to you live from our man cave.
Live from the man cave. Apparently, man caves are out of favor.
That's it, buddy.
They say that it's out of favor because it represents an outdated, pretty sexist view of what constitutes male and female responsibility.
It's twin beds. It's separate bedrooms. It's not right.
Well, and it's kind of like it's given the fact that more dads are hands-on with the kids and more men are helping around the house. So it's kind of it is very dated.
It's about time.
And in essence, it's saying you're continuing these stereotypes that are just inaccurate.
Like a mom will tell you, if you need a special room in the house to get privacy, yeah, it's called the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, and just the idea that the guy needs to get away from his wife and kids for some peace is like so insulting.
That's what golf is for.
Yeah.
Ugh.
For a lot of
you
people.
You can have your golf.
But see, I remember as a kid, my uncles and stuff, they would go into the garage.
Yeah, to smoke and
smoke and drink in the garage.
Use dirty words.
Yeah.
And having a workshop or a hobby is different. Like, you know, everybody should have something that's theirs. That's fine. That's fun. But like, I don't know. And I just feel like calling it a man cave and openly acknowledging that it's to escape everyone in your family is just so rude.
You know, yeah. I'm thinking this probably starts when the little boys have their tree fort with no girls allowed on the on the door, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's a continuation of that little deal.
Could be. Let's talk about Facebook. They revamped their privacy checkup.
And it ain't easy, guys.
It's a little difficult to get to.
Pack a lunch.
But, you know, the first one was to primarily for people to control who can see your Facebook posts in your profile, which is nice because there's some crazy people out there.
Yeah, you can the whole public or you can choose people or your family, friends, stuff like that.
However, the newest interaction actually helps navigate the security features better.
Right.
And actually will tell Facebook how you want your personal information handled. And it is true because
it's a little complicated, too, when you read through it, though.
And, you know, for this job on my computer, I have to go to a lot of weird and different websites to get, you know, contents or whatever.
Sure,
and so what happens is then these ads start following you around. I remember I did we did a story on women's shoes. And, of course, all Facebook, everything's women's shoes, women's shoes. I'm like, stop. Let's see. We have our first Florida man story. Scratch that.
Florida woman, yeah.
Florida woman.
Apparently, this is the year of the Florida
2020
woman, Janie. Congratulations, Janie.
I know. It's about time. It's always men that are the idiots.
Yeah. So this one, we're down to Vero Beach. And this actually happened on New Year's morning, early, about 3:45 in the morning.
All right.
So you have a 19-year-old McGuire McClellan. Who is driving through her neighborhood McDonald's.
Right.
Orders a lot of food. She pays for the food. She gets her bag, and she looks in, and she's like, wait, hang on a second. So she asked an employee to give her one McDonald's dipping sauce for each of the 8 flavors they had. So the employee's like, sure, no problem. But if you want those dipping sauces, it will cost you 25 cents each.
I didn't know they had 8 different flavors.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Wow.
But, you know, the charging extra for dip, that's kind of a normal thing. Well, apparently,
yeah, you can usually get like one or two. Like, you know, with my nuggets, I'll usually ask for like honey and sweet and sour, and they'll give me a packet of each. But you can't ask for like a bunch of all 8. That's
right.
Yeah, well, but sometimes if I'm feeling cute, I'll ask for a couple more.
Yeah.
Feeling cute today, I think. Ask for some more flavor packs.
Well, apparently, she wasn't feeling cute. She was a little bit upset. She actually got very upset, and she began hurling insults at the staff and threatened to rob the eatery if she did not get her dipping sauces.
Wrong word.
That triggered the police to be called. So as that happened, she continued to berate the store or the employees and saying, quote, she's going to get her condiments, quote, by whatever means necessary, which was
so
heard
extreme.
By a lot of people. So, of course,
is she hangry? Probably. I'm thinking there might be alcohol, but she's 19 years old. She couldn't have had alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and she's driving. She's in the drive-thru, right?
You're right. Yeah.
Well, come to find out, Indian River Sheriff's Department sent deputies. They said her breath had a sense of smell of alcohol.
Ah.
Her eyes were glassy, and she had slurred speech.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but that sounds like you may be under the influence of alcohol and a minor and driving a vehicle. So
wow, congratulations.
She's going to have her day in court on January 28th. This is a cool website we found called cannedemails.com. You're going to want this, especially when you come back from vacation or if you're like me, like today's my big meeting day where I need to get stuff done quickly. Basically, it will give you pre-written polite responses to many professional and personal occasions for your email. A lot of times you don't, you know, like with me, sometimes I don't get the message across because I'm thinking about other things. So this is kind of a template warehouse where you can go and say, all right, I need one that says I'm following up on this. You just go to the website, click on follow up. There's your email. It actually will populate your email Outlook with the email and even including the subject line.
So and all you have to do is put in the address of where you want to send this email.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
So once you have that, you could like keep it in like a notepad document or something, so that or a sticky note or something, so that way you wouldn't have to always go to the website. You could just keep that canned response and just copy and paste it for if you have several you have to get through or just like I'm following up with you, I'll follow up with you. Don't forget to follow up with them.
Just make sure you follow up.
Yeah,
I actually do that at Christmas time because of the pros and cons of Christmas music. I already have canned responses to
there
get
you
back
go.
To
sure.
Them.
Yeah.
Let's talk about another weird story. I had no idea about this. First off, do you know who had the first lottery modern day?
The first lottery in modern day.
It was not the United States. It was actually the territory of Puerto Rico.
Oh, really?
1932, they had their first lottery. Then the Virgin Islands had it.
Uh-huh.
And then, believe it or not, I think it was Delaware had the first lottery back in the 30s.
Isn't that so?
It kind of expanded to all these states, except there, as of 2 months ago, six states still had no lottery. Mississippi voted to finally have a lottery.
Mississippi, welcome to the family.
In November, they started selling scratch-offs. They will actually be part of the Mega Millions and the Powerball multi-state jackpots at the end of this month. So keep this in mind as I read this story, because two grown men, 47-year-old Otis Latham and 48-year-old Russell Sparks, have been charged with trying to defraud the lottery because they decided to take a scratch-off tickets, glue numbers on it that it made it appear that the lottery ticket had won $100,000.
The only glue, what kind of glue were you using? There's the glue sticks, you know, that they come on purple and then they dry clear.
Yeah.
And there's Gorilla Glue. I'm just so curious to see what this looks like. Because then when you use liquid glue, it like bleeds through the paper and then leaves it all wrinkly.
Yeah,
I just can't imagine.
I can't imagine it either, and I don't even know why they did this, but the employees became suspicious immediately when they realized the numbers in the ticket had been altered and, quote, appeared that glue had been used.
Yeah, it's easy because, you know, there's a barcode on there that has the numbers on them.
Yeah, well, they scanned the barcode, and of course they found out it wasn't a winner. By the way, that is considered fraud if you decide to do that. So you might not want to do that because now you're going to be facing some charges here.
Yeah, you don't want to buy a fake ID from these guys either.
Yeah, so they were charged with providing false information and conspiracy to commit fraud.
It's growing pains. They didn't know. It's Mississippi. Things are different there.
So doing research, I found out are the five other states that do not have a lottery.
Yeah.
Alabama, Utah, Nevada, Hawaii, and Alaska. The reasons why Alaska doesn't want it is they have so much oil money coming out.
Yeah, people, everybody gets a check.
They don't need, the state doesn't need to raise money. So that's where that one's out. Hawaii's like, no, we're focusing 100% on tourism. Nevada said, no, we're focusing 100% on legalized gambling.
We already have casinos and hookers, so.
And then Utah and Alabama, it's religious obligations as to why they don't want to do that.
Interesting.
So there you go.
All right.
And then finally we learned that when's the last time you cleaned your water faucet?
You know, actually I just did it not too long ago because it started the sprayer. One of the little sprays was off kilter, and I knew that means it's getting clogged.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever actually cleaned the spigot itself.
Yeah, you never clean it. You think about all the dirty dishes that you cleaned, all the water that you've drank from it.
Yeah.
So probably a good idea is to, when you go bring home a bottle of white distilled vinegar, is to actually use that vinegar to clean your water faucet.
That's a great idea, but I didn't know about, you get a baggie and you kind of, you fill the baggie and you put it up, so you're actually soaking it, like a little rubber band in a baggie, so you can let it soak for what, 15, 20 minutes?
Yes, they say 20 to 30 minutes, just let it kind of soak there.
That's a great idea.
And then when you're finished, the gunk should be gone for the most part, and then you take like maybe a toothbrush or a brush and get the rest of the gunk off. And
I have one of those, one of the sinks, the wand that comes out and you kind of turn up and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, try to look at where the water's coming out. And some of them you can unscrew, too. It's got the little the filter on it. It's got the screen.
Yeah.
You know, it'll get out so little big chunks and stuff. So Well, clean that stuff.
Yeah, well, it's kind of interesting because you can do so much cleaning with. We buy all these cleaning products, but come to find out, the cheapest thing on the cleaning aisle is vinegar.
It
does
really
everything.
Good. Yeah, it's not just for poached eggs.
There you go. So there's our show for today.
What a show, guys.
Wednesday, January 8th, 2020. Of course, we're live on the air Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Hey, remember, the sun is always shining.
Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.